Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Did you know Toyota of Brookhaven has sold more new vehicles the last 2 years than any other dealership in Southwest Mississippi? Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
Reminding you why we all love living in Mississippi. It's the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk 103.1.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank studio. I really enjoyed catching up with Hunter. We're thrilled to have him associated with Super Talk. He's a good dude, and he's doing great work with his company, the Gazebo Gazette. Before we go, you know what? We're going to go to my next guest, and then I'm going to read a quick quote and see what she thinks about this. But I'm thrilled to have my friend Adele Lyons from the Mississippi Gulf Coast Chamber of Commerce joining me now. How you doing, Adele? I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I talk a lot on this show about volunteerism and people working in the community, and have the real fortune. I'm so honored, actually, to have the opportunity to speak to so many people who are giving back in so many incredible ways. We're able to learn from them. And as much as I was committed to volunteerism when I was working, it's amazing, man. Every time you talk to someone, you learn a new angle. You know, you just, the more you network, the more you learn about each person's commitment to what they do is very individual. You know, they have their specific reasons for doing that. And it's inspiring to hear all these different stories. And I actually shared this. I'm sure it wasn't on your show, but it might have been the last time we talked. I don't think it was, but it was a quote from Pablo Picasso that I ran back across this morning. I've shared it on the show before. But it makes me think a lot. And given your past, the nonprofit work that you've done throughout your career, and the incredible people that you've come in contact with, it will touch you, I think, the same way it did me. And in this show, especially in this show, in retirement, I've had the opportunity to really think a lot more about this. And here's what Pablo Picasso said. He said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." I love that. I really love that. That we all have a gift to give. Every single person. I don't care who you are, where you are, what you are, what status you are. It doesn't matter. People from all walks of life have gifts, and I get the opportunity to celebrate them giving their gifts away. But the purpose of life is to give it away. I love the way he said that, and it's a very thoughtful statement, isn't it?
It is, and it's similar in vein to one of my favorite quotes, which I don't know off by heart because it's a little bit long, but I do have it back here on my bulletin board that I'm going to send you from George Bernard Shaw about wanting to be used up at your end of your life, that you want to be, have given it everything, laid it all on the table, given it all. So I think it's in a similar vein.
Yeah, I agree. You don't leave anything on the table. I mean, don't leave anything on the table. And the more I focus on things, you know, we talk a lot about leadership on this show and a lot about giving back. But in the process of these conversations, we talk a lot about challenges that we have, whether it be teen suicide or mental health or the issues of hospitals closing in Mississippi. We talk a lot about what we have to be thankful for, you know, this incredible culture and the resiliency and what's in the heart and soul of Mississippians and all of that. But the prevailing sort of undercurrent of this show really is that everyone's willing to give some part of themselves in some different way to fill some gap somewhere. And the sum total of all of that creates a community that people want to live in. Uh-huh. And I love that part of what this show is about. And I love that part of you, Adele, because you have that. You have that sense of mission to want to help fill gaps, and it drives you in everything you've ever done, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because when I was growing up, my mother worked. She was a registered dietitian, so she worked full-time, and we had 7 kids in our family. And a lot of my friends' parents maybe didn't work, their mothers, but my mom was the Brownie troop leader, and my mom was the homeroom mother. and she was the head of the PTA and whatever. And I'm sure she didn't have time for that. She didn't have time for her job, for a house full of kids, and then to give back her time, which I'm sure was very precious. But I think that's where myself and my siblings learned that, because she dragged us along. You know, she was on the Sanger board when they were doing the first renovations of the Sanger, and there we were running around a bunch of kids, and we were help setting up the concession stand. I'm sure we were more in the way than we were helpful, but we were there. And because, you know, you didn't, what else am I going to do with these kids? I'll haul them with me. And, you know, the Nativity Halloween Carnival, we all went to elementary school there. We would be there all day setting up. And because she had to be there, we had to be there. And that's where you learn it.
It really is where you learn it. I often say, and I said this about myself, that if you want a busy person to, if you want something done, find a busy person to do it. You know that well. You have a board full of people who fit that description, that, man, they're CEOs and they have tremendous responsibilities and they have different kind of roles they have in various organizations, but they still find the time to get back to the community. And, you know, the busier you are, the more organized you better be, because there's a lot to do. And you're a taskmaster at the end of the day, aren't you?
Yeah. And, you know, people laugh that know me. I'm a binder girl. So behind me in these cabinets, that's how I keep myself organized, is binders. And I do have folders on my computer, but I still like paper and a binder to have with me. And of course, you live and die by a calendar. I mean, just keep everything on your calendar so you know where you need to be, what time, so you don't miss anything, you can be prepared. But, you know, I think there's no better example that you were talking about from the Chamber Board of Directors of someone who's given back, who really is busy and really doesn't have a free moment, is Amber Olson, has been our chair this year. She runs a small business in Next Staff. She's got three daughters. You know, two of them are, one of them's in college, one of them's in high school. They have a full gamut of things to do. And then she has her daughter, Willow, who, you know, has some special needs and some medical issues that she's dealing with on a daily basis, that Willow has to have attention and medical care. And she finds time to be a member of the chamber and to participate and then serve in a leadership role. But if you talk to Amber, she'll tell you, you know, this is where she made her connections. This is what helped her grow her business. And she knows she has to, and then she wants to participate at a high level. Our president of the board next year is Eric Chambliss with Community Bank. He's got his plate full, too, with a growing bank, a growing financial institution, lots going on. He's got some, you know, family as well, from the standpoint of grandkids coming along now, but he finds time for the chamber. It's important to him, and certainly we appreciate it all.
Yeah, so if you look at Eric, who I know well, and my son-in-law actually works at Community Bank, and then you look at Amber's experience, her situation with Willow, and it's not just where she gives back to the chamber and how she finds a symbiotic relationship where she can contribute and get something, and that describes a lot of the business. But it's also this rare genetic disorder that Willow has, the time she puts into that effort on the nationwide basis,
right?
Because it's such a rare genetic situation that it's hard to get funding for it. You know, it's hard to get funding that would get pharmaceutical companies and others center around it so we could find a solution. Too many genetic disorders fit that description, but she doesn't let that stop her from raising attention. She's very much an inspiration, man. I tell you, she literally defines, if you want something done, find a busy person to do it. She defines it. And what a wonderful example that you gave just then. I couldn't think of a better person to mention in that regard.
Yeah.
So, listen, the chamber continues to just move right along. Isn't it amazing that we are approaching December 2023? My goodness, where did this year go, Adele?
I don't know, but we've had a packed year, a full year, a lot of great events and activities and programs, and it's hard to believe that we're winding down. We still have a few things on our calendar. A few things we just wrapped up. We had a great CYP, Coach Young Professionals Ignite conference a couple of weeks ago, where we had some mentor roundtables. We had some great speakers. We had Austin Summerall come in and talk about his journey and how he's really had some opportunities with his company and being a chef. Frank Bordeaux was a speaker as well. We had a couple of young professionals. So we got that under our belt, and it was a big success, but we still have a few things coming up. Our pre-legislative briefing is coming up on December 12th, where we'll hear from our legislators, including a couple of new folks who are just, you know, just got elected that should be there. And that's always interesting to hear what's coming up. And then I know you got this on your calendar, you know about it, and we'll be up in Jackson in January on the 3rd, the Gulf Coast Legislative Reception. So, you know, really no rest for the weary. It's, we take a little break at the holidays and then get right back in it in January.
I say that all the time, that's for sure. And then also on the Harrison County Board of Supervisors, you have a couple of new supervisors going on to the board. So, you know, I honor anyone who serves in public service, and there have been a lot of long-term leaders that have moved on. You know, change is sometimes good. You know, I mean, it's just that's the nature of politics. But I'm looking forward to watching this new Harrison County Board of Supervisors in action, and you guys have a great relationship with them. Hey, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Adele Lyons from the Coast Chamber.
Now, back to more of the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show from the Citizens Bank Studio. Pablo Picasso, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. That's what the Chamber's doing every day. I mean, they're bringing people together, all have very unique skill sets and things they can contribute. And they're all about maximizing to create as much synergy as they possibly can and bringing those people together so that the result of the work of the Chamber, that, as I often say, is not your grandfather's chamber, where they're involved in so many different things these days, is the best it can possibly be. And you mentioned about all the speakers that you've engaged and the way you go about sharing the work of Coach Young Professionals and the training that you're doing. I mean, if you just add up the number of hours the Chamber is spending helping people sort of advance their games, it has to be hundreds, if not thousands, of hours.
Yeah, we don't so much keep up with the hours, but we do keep up with the number of events and number of attendees. And, you know, every year we're usually close to 200 events, 175 or 200. And some of those are small events like our chamber tables, which is a group of folks just meeting at a designated location to have lunch together and network and connect, to, of course, huge events like Salute to the Military with 500 people in the room, or the Seafood Fest with thousands of people coming out for that one-day event. You know, just everything in between, Speed Network.
The One Coast Awards.
One Coast Awards. You know, our annual meeting is scheduled already for February 20th for next year. We'll have, you know, 500-600 people at that event. But there's a place for everybody, certainly. And if you want to make a connection on the coast, a business connection, you know, the Chamber's a great place to do that. And I'm not saying that just because I'm the CEO. You know, prior to working here, I was very involved with the Chamber, you know, as you've been, because it's a great place to make connections and to do some good work in our community.
It really is. Hits on a lot of different cylinders. You always have a lot of upcoming events. You mentioned the annual meeting coming up in February. What else is going on?
Well, we do have an event in Pass Christian where we do our passport program, and it's really a shop small program to encourage people to spend money in local small businesses. And downtown Pass Christian has a nice, really array, a different variety of small businesses there that's great for holiday shopping and also, you know, a little snack, a little treat while you're out and about to stop in and get some lunch. So the passport program actually launched on November 16th, and all you've got to do is pop down to the pass. You can go in a variety of different stores, and they have a little punch card, and as you get your punches, you can from purchases that you make. You drop that in and you can win some prizes just for doing the right thing and shopping small and shopping local. It's just huge over the holidays for those boutiques. You know, you've got the olive oil store over there in Pastor's Jam, which is a cool gift to get. Anybody who loves cooking, that's a great gift. Robin's Nest in the past, you know, a lot of great stores there to pick up some items. So we encourage people to shop small. But a new event that we have coming up on December the 5th is we're doing Coffee with a Vet. And, you know, we do our big event. We just were out with the Gulf Coast Veterans Day Parade. And then also, of course, salute to the military. But this is more of an intimate setting where we're inviting veterans to come and have a light breakfast and some coffee with us. And we're inviting the public to come out and join us and visit with those folks, hear from the veterans in our community, which there's a lot of them. We're so, you know, blessed to have a lot of retirees in our community. And we will have some resources out for veterans who may not know about some of the organizations that can offer them some assistance. So that's something we've been talking about. And we finally got it implemented. It'll be at the Biloxi Visitor Center. We do ask people to register, so we make sure we have enough coffee. I don't want to run out of coffee, Ricky.
Yeah.
Folks are, you know, pretty strong-willed about their coffee in the morning. And then, believe it or not, it's been 10 years since we kicked off WE, which is our Women Enriching, Engaging, and Educating program. And I mentioned Amber earlier. Amber was one of the founders of that with Hope Blankenship, Angela Wolf, Kim Marmalich, a few other ladies. And they're going to be doing a panel and just talking about why they started this program, how it got became part of the chamber, and really some tips and tricks from some very successful women entrepreneurs and women in business in our community. And that'll be on December the 8th.
So anything else before the end of the year?
Mention the pre-legislative briefing. That'll be at the Golden Nugget on December the 12th. And that pretty much wraps up our year. Our CYP will have a holiday social that's going to be at Fly Llama. If you've got young folks that work for you or that, you know, maybe are your kids and you want to get them involved a little, you know, more professionally and making some professional connections, because young professionals, there's just not a better place to do that. And this will be a social event, but there certainly are a lot of professional development events. Like I mentioned with the Ignite Conference, there's more of those on a smaller scale throughout the year. So we still, like you said, got a handful of events before the year wraps up. And then we know folks are busy doing other things. And so we'll give everybody a break. We'll give ourselves a break. And we'll be back strong for 24.
I spent a lot of time on this show talking about the importance of the military and the veteran community. I predict that this veteran event that you're going to have is going to grow into something very significant because the opportunity is how to bring people together from across coastal Mississippi for the benefit of veterans so they can learn how to best take advantage of this community. It could be a really big event before it's all said and done. Anyway, yeah. Dale Lyons, has been terrific to spend some time with you, my friend.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, it's been Adele Lyons from the Coast Chamber. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.